Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The initial draft spend plan for the 2021-2022 Upper Cook Inlet East Side Set Gillnet Fisheries Disaster Relief has been opened for public comment and will remain open until July 24th. The state of Alaska, in consultation with stakeholders and NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service, drafted the initial spend plan. This will be the first of three spend plan drafts following public comment periods for the first and second drafts. The spend plan informs the federal grant application submitted by the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission to NOAA Fisheries and is subject to change based on approval of the final grant.
The funds are intended to help both fishery participants harmed from the disaster, as well as improving fishery information and improving communities as well, and developing management approaches to basically mitigate future disasters.
That was Darian Jones from the Department of Fish and Game Fisheries Disaster Division. According to Jones, a portion of the disaster relief funds are divided amongst participants like harvesters that have suffered from that loss, as well as through the loss of their fish taxes. The rest of the funds are allocated to research for management planning and approaches to avoid future disasters. Jones said approximately 10% of the funds go to research, 3-5% go to communities, and the remainder is allocated to harvesters and processors.
We do welcome public comments in general, how the funds are allocated, if the processors are receiving a larger portion than the harvesters believe they should, because there were other fisheries that were open and maybe the processors didn't experience as much of a loss. We don't know those things, so it's good to have public comment from the actual harvesters.
Comments should be received by July 24th to be considered for the second draft of the spend plan. A second draft of the spend plan will be available for public comment before that plan is finalized. Governor Mike Dunleavy signed House Bill 66 on Thursday, a comprehensive omnibus crime bill. The legislation aims to enhance public safety and provide robust support for victims and law enforcement throughout Alaska. House Bill 66 encompasses a range of measures aimed at reducing crime, ensuring justice, and reinforcing the support system for victims. Key provisions of the bill include requiring individuals convicted of sex crimes outside Alaska to register as sex offenders if they live in the state, treating the sale or manufacture of certain drugs that cause death as second-degree murder, making it a crime to stop someone from reporting domestic violence, and more. The bill garnered widespread support from victim advocacy groups and law enforcement agencies because it focused on creating a safer and more just society. The Homer City Council has selected Melissa Jacobson to fill the position of city manager. Jacobson, who currently serves as Homer's city clerk and interim city manager, was chosen from a pool of three finalists. Mayor Ken Kastner is happy to share the news that the city council has chosen to hire Melissa Jacobson as Homer's next city manager. Melissa brings a wealth of experience and training in municipal governance and has been a City of Homer employee for over 20 years, said Mayor Kastner. She was appointed to be the interim city manager when the vacancy occurred in April. While transitions of administrators can be difficult, Melissa has proven her ability to keep things functioning through the midterm budget review and the active work of the city council. Jacobson said that she was honored that the mayor and city council have the confidence in her to serve the city in this new role. We have a solid team at the city, she said, and I'm looking forward to this great opportunity. There certainly are exciting times ahead. The search for a new Homer city manager began in March of 2024 after the city council elected to conclude its employment with former city manager Rob Demichel. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.